This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans 2 days after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. U.S. official told reporters on background that Blinken did not want the incident to dominate discussions. The scheduled visit was the first for Blinken as Secretary of State. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. In a briefing, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder said the U.S. currently has no plans to shoot down the balloon.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China regrets the unintended entry into U.S. airspace and will continue communicating with the United States on the matter. That's the sound of preparations for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's meeting with European leaders in Kyiv on Friday. He's hoping to extract a fast-track promise for his country's entry into the European Union and gain the imposition of more sanctions on Russia at the summit. Analysts, however, say his hopes of an expedited path into the EU will likely be dashed, despite his country's dire need for the alliance's support during Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While the EU has been supportive of Ukraine, it has not shown any indication that it's willing to speed up the membership process. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's defense ministry said Friday that the Wagner Group's recruitment of convicts has dropped significantly. Wagner Group is the private company aiding Russian soldiers in the fight in Ukraine. The British ministry said the Russian Federal Penal Service experienced a decrease of just 6,000 inmates since November. In comparison, the Penal Service had reported a drop of 23,000 inmates from September to November of 2022. It said Wagner Group recruitment was likely a major factor in that drop. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's got proof that his economic plan is working. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history by a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
As inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
It's all positive news to talk about during next week's State of the Union.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan for the second and final leg of his African pilgrimage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Salva Kiir greeted Francis at the international airport in the capital Juba as thousands ululated and sang in 96-degree Fahrenheit heat. The airport road was lined with Christians, Muslims and traditional dancers, waving Vatican, South Sudanese and British flags. Some wore T-shirts with a portrait of the Pope. "The Pope is closest to God," said 45-year-old Pony Jadala, as she waited to welcome Francis on the first ever papal visit to the South Sudan. Her hope, let the Pope give us peace, so that this country can develop and no more bloodshed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and other government officials held their first meeting Friday with Tigrayan leaders since a November peace deal. The Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation said the two sides evaluated actions carried out so far and discussed issues that need further attention. Under the terms of the peace agreements, the TPLF agreed to disarm and re-establish the authority of the federal government in return for the restoration of access to Tigray. The region was largely cut off from the outside world during the two-year war. A British man who broke into Windsor Castle Christmas Day 2021 and threatened Queen Elizabeth with a crossbow has pleaded guilty to treason charges Friday in a London court. The 21-year-old Southampton man pleaded guilty to an offense under the British Treason Act of 1842. It was the last person to plead guilty under that act was in 1981. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.